Blog Talk Radio.
Super talented duo and a good friends of the show, October Rose, back. We'll talk with them about their debut EP that just recently dropped, as well as what's coming up for them in the future. This is going to be a fun show, folks. And as usual, I've got my buddy Craig with me. Hey, Craig.
Hi, Tony. First of all, can you hear me?
And I can barely hear Craig. So,
can you hear me?
With that being said, let's go ahead and welcome our friend October Rose back to the show. Hey guys, how are you?
Cody.
Hey.
Can you hear me?
Cody and Craig, how are you?
Well, I can faintly hear Craig in the background going on. This is Derek, everybody, and Leanne coming to you live from Jersey.
I'm coming to you live.
Awesome. Thank you guys for doing this again.
Jersey girl.
Absolutely, it's a pleasure.
Cody.
Always great to be to talk to you guys.
You know, and for everybody out there, I have played these guys on my Enchanted Radio show literally from the start.
That's right. You were the first person to do the Heartbreak song.
You know, and I look back on that and I'm like, first of all, thank y'all for trusting me enough to let me a world premiere that. And secondly, it's an honor when like I said, a group or a duo trust the radio show enough to play their stuff for the first time. So.
No, it's really an honor for us, Cody, to be honest with you. You know, we appreciate you playing it, and, you know, and, like, we know you're a big supporter of music, especially independence, and, you know, like, anything we can do to help, we're always
yeah,
there.
Yeah, we're always there, so just let us know.
Yeah, so Derek and Lee.
I appreciate that. So, I wanted to start off with a bit of a congratulations, because you're a WAP All In just recently dropped.
Yes, it did, on Friday, May 4th.
We were very excited because it's a long time to get that recorded and out there, so, you know, to see it actually coming true was really cool.
Right. You know, and I hear y'all are having a little a Facebook Live party here in a few hours too.
That's right, 8 o'clock tonight Eastern time on Facebook Live. We'll be streaming, gonna play the tunes acoustically and kind of talk about them a little bit, go through the songs, tell you kind of the inspiration, the little story behind them, and have a little fun.
And I will definitely be there.
Awesome. We'll see you again then.
I want to talk a little bit about what you guys have been up to since the last time you were on.
So since the last time we were on, we have done a lot. Well, first of all, we released some singles. And we have a full calendar of touring and performing. Derek, anything else you want to add?
Yeah, I mean, it's been probably a busy. I can't even remember the last time we talked to you. I guess when Heartbreak Song, probably 2017, end of summer. So since then, it's really been about getting the music out there and playing more shows. So we've been doing both those things.
Awesome. And I'm looking on your website. You guys have a pretty busy May coming up. A couple of days y'all are playing have some shows up in the Northeast, Pennsylvania, Jersey, all the way through May 31st.
Full month.
We like to keep busy, especially in the summer. That's the time where the people are out, and sponsored Central. People like to listen to country music, and it's great for us.
Awesome. I also wanted to ask. I know the EP is just recently came out, but Have you guys started thinking about the second record yet?
Absolutely. You know, we haven't stopped the writing, despite releasing songs. So we got a nice selection of tunes that are really haven't really even been played out yet that need, you know, we'll probably be testing out this year. And probably going to start with a single. There'll be more details on that as the year goes on, though. And but right now we're really focused on the existing six songs that we do have out. Really want to get a lot of momentum going behind those, and just get more ears on them, because, you know, when you're a new act, you start, yeah, your fans get to hear them, but, you know, your fan base is relatively small versus the population of fans out there that like country music. So we just want to get in front of as many people as we can.
Right. I rarely do this. I think I've only done this with one other artist. I've got your EP pulled up here, and I want to go through track by track, and you guys tell me how these songs come to be. First up is All In.
Sounds fun. Okay. You want to take All In?
So All In was inspired by the leap of faith that Derek and I took when we formed a duo. We were solo artists, so we basically kind of abandoned that concept of performing solo, and we decided to form a duo. And All In is basically our anthem for getting pumped up about country music. And, you know, basically we're going all in, and we do go all in with whatever we do. We work really hard. And that's just how we feel. Like, it's sort of the sequel, you could say, to Heartbreak Song, where Heartbreak Song was a little bit more hesitant as a song as far as the story of it. So this is the follow-up to that, where, you know, two people came together, and now it's, you know, full force ahead. So maybe that's a little bit about Heartbreak Song for you, too.
I think we've got the technical issues worked out with our co-host. So, are you there, Craig?
I'm there. Can you guys hear me?
Craig, I hear you.
We hear you. A little bit.
Still a little faint, but we can hear you.
I took it off the speakerphone. So now I'm thankful to finally come back to Earth with you guys. So I exited out and I'm back in. If you would have been Heartbreak for me, I don't want to, trust me, you can sing Heartbreak Song very well, but it doesn't work with me. Right. So I want to ask you, Derek and Leanne, you know, since I met you last year at the Nash Next local contest, you know, I've seen the media, and I've seen you on two occasions. Once, when you were opening for Jillian Jacklin and Jordan Davis, and which was a very big event. And second, I think when Rockwell's closed down in Hoboken, when you were with Laura Davidson's Christmas party.
That's right. That was Maxwell's Tavern in Hoboken, which is no longer with us, unfortunately. One of our favorite places to play.
Yeah, that was unfortunate. I'm glad we all got to be together in one room, though, before it closed.
Yes, I'm glad we all squeezed. So it seems like you're doing so many more shows right now. It seems like you're doing almost two to three shows a week. And Derek, you told me you have a full-time job in Jersey City, and Leanne, you work well. How are the two of you able to manage two jobs at the same time and songwrite?
Well, we drink a lot of coffee, Craig, and don't get much sleep usually.
We're burning the candle at both ends.
It's really just a matter, honestly, of determination. We love country music so much, and it's not a job at all to us. This is exactly what we want to do with every ounce of our free time. And, you know, even if it's the business stuff from the booking of the shows or, you know, setting up the Facebook ads and stuff like that, it's not work, because we just know behind that action is the possibility of reaching more fans that might like our music and, you know, might be our friends one day.
Oh, I think if you do I don't think that will be a problem. I think we have many more fans in the year.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, Chris, we had a good time at the Jacqueline show.
Getting back to this little quote unquote game we've got going here. How about Bonfire? How did that come to be?
Bonfire is a pretty fun one we like to tell at the show. So we were actually up in Saratoga Springs, New York, and we were at a hotel staying there, and they had this little fire pit outside, and we were just actually kind of messing around with the guitar and singing and filming some stuff, and we were just playing some tunes, and people just started coming out and circling around, and it ended up being a really fun night, ended up entertaining the hotel stay, like people that were staying at the hotel all night. So a couple weeks later, we came back from that trip, and we're like, you know, just sitting around and thinking about the trip, and we're like, you know, all we really needed was a bonfire to get things going, and that was really what started the song, and it's really a nostalgic song for, you know, when you're kind of in that rut with, you know, you're going to work or whatever you're doing, and you just want to kick back and go back to those glory days that you have, and all you need is a little action, a little bonfire to light things up.
Awesome. Heartbreak song.
I think you've had fireworks.
Fireworks?
How about Heartbreak song?
Song was the first song we ever wrote together. First complete song. We tried a couple other things, but they weren't working out. The first complete song we ever wrote together. And it really, back to what Leanne touched on a little bit with All In, it's really that song that's like, we didn't originally plan on releasing it as October Rose. It was supposed to be just Derek Allen and Leanne Weiss, a collaboration while we were still solo artists. And it's really kind of that uncertainty that you find in a relationship that, you know, you come across in a new relationship and you're like, wow, this is really great. But you're almost scared a little bit, and you don't know which way it's going to go. And obviously, you don't want it to be a heartbreak song. So that's kind of the inspiration. We didn't want the song to fail either.
That's safe to say it hadn't. How about Closer?
Oh, so Closer. The first time I heard Closer was when Derek played a solo show in Jersey City, and we had just kind of met, and he said, oh, I'm playing this show, and his family was there, and I came, and I heard that song Closer, and he was sitting on a stool, and he was playing it, and I thought, oh my God, this is such a good song. Like, I really enjoyed it. It was fun. So he had written it as a solo song, never really recorded it though, right, Derek?
Nope.
But we decided to rework it as a duet, and I think it really works because it's really playful, and you can kind of envision the two people kind of getting closer at the bar. So, you know, it's fun to perform that live too, because we get to kind of, you know, be playful. So that's one of my faves.
All right. Heart Can't Lie. How about that one?
Ooh, that one. Well, I don't know what the inspiration for that one was.
That was just, you know, sometimes we just kind of talk out stories, and it was really a story that we decided to kind of just run with. I had the guitar part, and I was like, let's just kind of go with this story. And the story is that, you know, it's a love story, basically, and it's about, you know, sticking to your guns and sticking to a relationship, really, no matter what happens. You know, your heart's going to speak the truth in the end, and that's really the message of the story.
Awesome. And probably one of my favorite tracks on EP, Drink It Up.
Drink It Up. Well, so we had to have total rock anthem song on the EP, and so we basically let the guys loose on this one, and we had kind of let ourselves loose on this one just to write a really fun rock song. And we actually weren't originally even planning on recording this song, but it kind of, while we started recording, it kind of, we were writing it at the same time. And our producer, Chris Badami at Portrait Records, really awesome dude and talented producer, he loved the riff and, like, the melody that we had going on. So we just kind of went back into the lab, aka my couch, and finished writing the story and wrote it all out. And it's been really fun to play live because there's a lot of good dynamics in the song and it really gets people amped.
Yeah, we just wanted to have one of those fun sing-along kind of songs too that was like a little less lovey and more,
melt,
you know,
your face.
Country music. There you go.
Sweet. And I know Craig had mentioned earlier, which I think we might have lost him again for some reason. But I know he mentioned earlier that y'all opened for a Jillian Jacqueline and a Jordan Davis recently. How cool was that?
Oh, it was great. You know, both of those guys were very nice. And Jordan, his show, both their shows were awesome too. Jordan had the full band there though, so we got to see him kind of work the stage, and he did. They both did an amazing job. But he just came off as a really genuine, you know, hardworking, really nice guy, and he, we're so grateful that, you know, they had us on that bill.
Yeah, and like we get to play these awesome shows because of local stations like Thunder 106 and Nash FM. So Thunder 106 sponsored that show. So they, you know, they're really great about supporting, you know, local acts like us. So it was really, really a great night. We got to get in front of some new country fans. So that's always a good thing.
I hear Craig.
And
saying,
I feel like,
yes, I wanted to ask you, first of all, can you hear me?
Barely, but I can hear you if you speak clearly.
Remember that night when it was snowing, and like it snowed for like a good hour, and we all had to drive home in the snow?
Yes, that was the Jordan Davis show night down in Asbury Park. It
yeah.
snowed after the show, and yeah, we had a little bit of trouble getting home.
I can imagine.
It seemed like the sky had its heartbreak song at the time.
Exactly.
Oh, yes. You know, and getting back to what you said about Jordan being a super nice guy, that's the way I feel about mostly everybody in the country industry. Now, I understand there's sharks in the business. I get it. I mean, there's a sharks in radio. I'm not going to lie to you. But I feel like probably 85 or 90% of the people in country music are just genuinely good people.
We would agree.
Yeah, absolutely.
Did you have anything else, Craig?
Yes, Eric and Leanne, I wanted to ask you, what does the summer plan have in store for you in terms of shows, festivals, possibly CMA Fest?
So we're actually going to kick off Memorial Day weekend at the Jersey Shore with Nash FM. We're going to be playing the pre-show before the summer shindig that they're having on the beach. So we're really amped up because we're going to get the full band out there, and we're anticipating a huge crowd, so it's going to be really fun. You can check our website for details about that.
Is that on May 25th where Carly Pierce is going to be at Seaside Heights?
That, exactly. So, yeah, it's Carly Pierce, Granger Smith, Michael Tyler, and I believe Chris Lane. And okay. Also, and then after that, we've got some shows at the Jersey Shore. And in July, we'll be doing 2 days at the Lycoming County Fair. I think Jordan Davis will also be there.
Yep, a lot of great headlining acts there that week. We're all going to be a part of that. But unfortunately, we are not doing CMA Fest this year. Going to put it off this year. We got some family things going on that we got to take care of that weekend, so it didn't really work out well for us. But you know, next year we're circling it on the calendar and making sure we get down there for sure.
Awesome. Yes. You have to be able to enter Nashville in order to exit in. I definitely now want to go to the May 25th show at Seaside Heights to see you guys. I was debating it. I love Carly Pearce. And now with you opening up with the full band, it's definitely going to be no heartbreak there, regardless.
No heartbreak. No.
That's right.
We're really excited for it. It's going to be a great way to kick off the summer.
Agreed.
Awesome. So, let me ask you this, and I hadn't asked this question in a long time to artists, but for this debut EP out, as musicians, do y'all sometimes feel a pressure to kind of outdo yourselves musically with the next record?
That's a good question, actually. It's still early, so we're still getting a lot of feedback from the first EP. Like I said, we already have the songs lined up. I think what we are going to do is definitely push a little harder in some certain areas in terms of showing off our vocals and, you know, our songwriting craft. And probably we'll try to outdo ourselves. But, you know, we also want to stick to the tenets of that make October Roses sound, you know, what it is. And I think we were lucky, despite this being our first EP, I think we really honed in on what our sound is and what we want it to be. And I think people were actually, you know, vibing with that sound. So it's all working. So we'll be sticking to kind of that same sonic vibe, but in terms of outdoing ourselves, probably we'll try something.
I think it can only get better from here. You know, I think we'll just try to keep improving as much as we can and practicing harder. And we truly believe in the hard work of it as well. So just aiming high.
Well, yeah, and I will definitely keep playing you guys. Y'all know that. Your music has always been a home here.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
So I think, unless Craig's got anything else, I think we're going to wrap things up. Do you have anything else for him, Craig?
Yes. So, can you give...
For May 25th?
Yes.
Oh, we can't hear you so well, Craig.
I think he asked for the May 25th
Craig,
show. We're kicking things off at 11.
11 to 3.
Spicy's,
it's that spicy cantina on
right across from the main stage.
Okay, so there's going to be two stages to your knowledge?
Yeah, we'll be on a separate stage. We're kind of like the pre-show band at Spicy's Cantina, which is going to be directly across from the stage. So people will be in there, you know, hanging out, eating, drinking, getting ready for the show, that
getting,
kind of thing.
Getting rocked by October Rose.
Yeah, listening to some country music.
Nice. Well,
a good way to recover from a heartbreak was a booze. So
that's exactly right.
Yeah.
Well,
but I wanted to ask, time before Cody, what time did you say you were going on at the smaller stage? The Cantina stage, you said?
11 o'clock a.m.
Oh, my God.
So it's an early day. It's Friday. The party's rocking all day down at the show. So it's 11 a.m. We're going till 3, so it's going to be fun.
Awesome. Well, I thank you guys again for taking about 30 minutes or so and coming back on today and doing this. This has been so much fun.
We had a blast.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Absolutely. And we guys know this already, but if there's ever anything that we can do for you, don't ever hesitate to reach out.
And likewise, thank you so much.
Yeah, so Derek and Leanne, thank you again.
Absolutely.
Appreciate you both.
Thanks, Craig.
Look forward to seeing you.
And I tell all my artists this, but you guys have an open invitation to the show anytime.
That's great. Thanks. We'll be back on when we have some more news for you guys.
Awesome. And I will see you both on Facebook in a couple hours probably. So.
Good.
Great.
We'll
see you
there.
Yeah,
so. All right, guys. I'll talk to you later. Okay.
All right.
Later, guys. We'll see you soon, Craig, as well.
Thanks. See you both soon.
Bye, y'all.
Bye-bye.
That was fun.
Yes. I wish the phone would... I'm having some issues with my cell phone in the past few days. So now I'm trying to have it on the speaker and hold the phone to my ear to hope that the reception improves.
Mm-hmm.
Derek and Leanne are always terrific. They're so, so friendly. I've talked to them quite a bit at the Jordan Davis, Billy Jacklin show. They're really down-to-earth people, so they're always winners in my book.
Yes, they really are. So, who do we have on the show next Tuesday?
Okay, so on May 15th, we have Holly Rogers, who's going to be scheduled from a few months ago when she wasn't feeling well. So it'll be great to finally get to speak to her and what she's up to. And then on next Wednesday, we have Jennifer Malott, who is at the National Universe Awards among the nominees for the Rising Star of the Year and the Female Vocalist of the Year. It'll be great to talk to her for the first time and find out what her plans are going forward.
You know, a quick story about Jennifer Malott. Her mama actually came up to me, respectively, at the National Universe Awards on Tuesday, introduced herself and she said something like, "Jennifer's been dying to meet you." I'm like, "Okay, wait, what?"
Wow. And then you had Chloe Gilligan call you famous. So you're becoming pretty popular among all the independent artists, Cody.
I literally felt like a celebrity a Monday night and Tuesday night. I so felt like a celebrity. I mean, and I'm going to be honest, being recognized is a little bit weird.
You know what? You'll get used to being called famous and people saying how it's great to finally meet you. You know, it takes a while to get used to it.
Oh, and you know I'm at Tiffany Ashton, right?
I think everyone knows on social media that Tiffany Ashton.
Tiffany is the sweetest human being probably ever.
Her fan club party during CMA Fest was switched from Saturday night to Thursday afternoon to the Valentine. So because she has been so good to both of us and one of the friendliest, sweetest people, I couldn't agree with you more. I will leave the farewell and meet and greet right after see Tiffany perform live because there's no way I'm going to miss meeting her. She's probably one of the sweetest people.
When I was at Songs of Jets this past Monday night, Savannah Kaz, oh my gosh, that girl is like the Energizer Bunny. She never slows down.
No, she appears like it's always a good day as the title of one of her songs. No, I really hope that she is a future guest on the show because she is one of the friendliest people, too, that you're ever going to meet.
Yes.
So now I can see, you know, why Lena, Kaylee, and Savannah get along so well. They have very similar personalities. I mean, you also were able to tell Kaylee your story of how much Fight Like a Girl meant to you.
Oh, God, dude. First off, when she played that song that night, it took every fiber of my being not to just cry my face off. I'm not going to lie. That was the last song she played that night. I'm just sitting there going, don't cry, Murph. Don't you cry. Just no. But when I met Kaylee after the show, you know, they all come out in that little front lobby kind of thing. All the artists and the fans are out there. When Kaylee came out, and I told her the story, of course, she'd already known the story previously because about a year after it happened, I had messaged her on Twitter and told her, and I'm surprised she actually remembered it. To be absolutely honest with you, I'm totally surprised. I'm surprised that she even remembered. But getting to tell her that in person.
She's become so popular, been so busy doing her solo show that she did a few weekends ago around the East Coast. You know, she's been on the Next Woman to Country tour with Ray Lynn and Sarah Evans, doing a lot of shows. She has really stepped up her schedule and making a huge effort to become popular, and she's achieved that as she has now, as of this past Tuesday, performed on two occasions at the Opry stage, which is fantastic.
Yep, but getting to say that in person to her was like, what's happening right now? You know, is this am I actually dreaming this, or is this actually happening?
You know what? It's really happening, and I'm sure she was very honored to meet you, too. We both, I mean, you had the pleasure of interviewing her. I think it was either a year or 2 years ago. Just when
and I got a signed EP, too, of her latest EP.
Oh, well, she gave you the EP?
Mm-hmm. I've got it with me.
Oh, that's super.
You know, and of course, Tori Gilligan is just the sweetest girl. I mean, when Chloe called me famous, I was getting around. I'm like, I'm not famous. You're famous. Then she goes, well, you're famous to me. So I was like, I appreciate the compliment.
So, let's see. Wait a second. Oh, Coney, can you hear me a little better now?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay. I had met Chloe in January, only like a week or two after we both interviewed her. And she was just as sweet as she was when we spoke to her. You know, she was very appreciative, too. She gave me her EP signed as well. And she gave me a hug, as I'm sure she did to you, too. I mean, a lot of the people who perform the song Suffragettes are really, really nice, as well as most of the artists in general in country music. But there's no way that I would go to Nashville and leave without seeing Song Suffragette if it was performing.
Agreed. But also, we've got to talk about National Universe, okay? One or two of our former guests won awards there. Tiffany Ashton won the A Rising Star, which I was just so beyond proud of that girl for that.
Oh, trust me, I think this award is going to escalate her career. She's played a lot of local shows in North Carolina and played some shows in Nashville, but I do think she's going to start to perform on the major stages. I do think she's going to open up for some of the headliners now. People know who she is. If they didn't know her before, they certainly will know her now. And I think her personality, how she treats her fans, people will realize that while this is not just a super talented singer-songwriter, this is an incredible person who I have to see up close and be able to give a hug, either get a hug before or after the show. I mean, she is like everyone's friend, that the friend that everyone wants to have, you know, as a fan.
They said as they were announcing the nominees for the Rising Star Award, they said that a lot of previous Rising Star winners went on to sign major label record deals. So,
you know, it's very possible. It's very possible we could see her sign with a label. You know, I would love
absolutely
to have her. As we had spoken a few days ago, I would love to have her back on the show before the year is out.
I will definitely work on that because this is funny. I had my mom in there with me. My mom was with me at Nashville Universe, and she actually predicted Tiffany would win Rising Star before the awards even started.
And you know what? She's very smart.
Either that or very lucky.
I think she'll phrase it as smart with a huge intuition.
As probably smart. I think I'm gonna let you go, and I'll definitely be talking to you Tuesday, okay?
Have a good weekend, Cody. I'll see you next Tuesday.
All right, man. I'll talk to you later.
Talk to you later.
Well, hope you guys enjoyed our interview with the October Rose. Let me say something real quick. Like Craig said, a Tuesday at 4:30 Central, we have the rescheduled Carly Rogers interview, and then we have my lovely friend Jennifer Malott. So I think I'm gonna wrap things up and end the episode right here. You've been listening to Whitney's with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.